We continue our coverage from the 2012 International Travel Experience of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program's Class 15, first in Scotland, now in Ireland, as we're winding down the travels of these young agricultural leaders. On Thursday, they had the opportunity to hear from John McCurdy, Business Innovation Manager for Kenan Equipment, talking about their mixer wagon, the technology that they've been able to develop in the area of nutrition science using their equipment, and also talking a little bit about the fact that they've been able to move into the cloud as far as transmitting data and information from the mixer wagon back to a central location and actually making changes kind of on the fly, you might say, when it comes to rations that would be available to the dairy and beef animals that the mixer wagon is figuring and actually manufacturing feed for.
John, let's talk a little bit about this particular mixer technology that you've got working right now. Seems like you all decided consciously that you not only wanted to just make a feed mixer, but you also wanted to provide a nutrition solution for producers.
Yes, I think the core to the actual machine itself is the fact that we can deliver a proper mix to the producers, to the cows, to get a better improved result in either beef or in milk production. So at the center of that is the machine and the technology we use to get that physical mix. And we built on that with our nutrition system and the protocols that we use and procedures that we use on farm to bring the customer and producer step by step through the actual best practice to deliver that result with the machine at the center.
And you had some very positive results as far as the database that you had collected to show that you make improvements.
Yes, I think if we look at the average improvement that we have on the UK and French data, as an example, would be a 15% improvement in feed efficiency after 1 year on the system. We're looking over the years at a on our top 25-30%, we're looking at a 30% improvement in feed efficiency on those farms.
Right. Now, is this used more on dairy operations, or are there some beef operations as well?
No, we have it on both dairy and beef. I would say around 60% dairy, 40% beef. Obviously, it's easier to measure the performance on the dairy side because you've got a daily milk ticket coming in to actually use to do a day-by-day performance measurement. But the system approach, the machine, has had the same effect on the rumen of both animals.
Right. Now, very fascinating, the newest piece of technology, or one of the newer pieces of technology you have, is your cloud technology that allows you really to communicate with that machine.
Yes. And you see, one of the things that we've got, as we've developed the machine over the years, we know there's a correct way of using the machine to get that correct physical structure. So we initially developed our PACE system to do that, which was more of a manual system. They'd have a memory stick, a traditional memory stick, to bring out to the machine, but they would still optimize their ration through the internet. We always had a web-based optimization process where the customer would get the correct sequence with the correct mixing process for their particular set of ingredients. And that was kept in the web so that we could constantly update it, because it's not something we wrote 3 years ago and say, that's it, done. We wanted to continuously update that based on field experience. So it all closes the loop, feeds it back, and we keep that up to date. As we developed that over the years, one of the challenges we came across was that's fine as long as we're getting that information back to the advisor, whoever's working with the customer. Mm-hmm. We wanted to make that more accessible. So if we look at the industry these days, you know, cloud-based technology is becoming the norm. We moved our software into the cloud, allowing anybody who's working to drive the performance on the farm access to the software, and taking it a step further so that we could actually drive the machine and make sure that we're getting that consistent mix every day. We upgraded our machine to connect it to the cloud as well through a SIM card and a mobile connection.
So if you literally change some ingredients, you can make some adjustments on proportions and everything on the fly.
Yes, if whoever's looking after it, if they make a change on the cloud, once the operator goes to use that machine, it will and switch on the machine. It says there's an update here for you. Would you like to accept it? It updates the ration on the machine and guides the operator again through that specific procedure to make the mix for the Kenan.
So they can get the right ingredients right down to the trace minerals, I would think.
Yes, all the ingredients I put in there, they come through on the system and come up on the actual clock to guide them step by step through the operation.
Okay. So at the end of the day, the producer is able to have a more precise nutritional solution for their animals, right?
What we're trying to do is, I've always been told by the nutritionist that the cow gets three rations a day. The first one is the one that the nutritionist formulated, the second one is the one the producer felt they gave the cows, and the third one is the one the cow actually ate. What we're trying to do is to narrow that gap and make sure that what we're formulating is getting in front of the cow consistently with the correct physical structure to deliver the best, better performance.
Almost in what to each mouthful to feed.
Exactly, yeah. Wow. Yeah. So it's interesting.
John McCurdy, Business Innovation Director for Keenan. True technology is their slogan, and indicating that their efforts, of course, will continue to further fine-tune the ability to mix that perfect ration for that beef or dairy animal here in the United Kingdom, in Ireland, but also into Europe, and for that matter, expanding more and more into Canada and the United States. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.